My name is Emma Biddle. I'm 17 years old. Today is January 18th, and I'm speaking with Blair Porter, who is my ceramics teacher. We are recording this interview in Salt Lake City, Utah. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood, and what were you like as a child?
My childhood was maybe a little untraditional because my dad was in the military. So I moved around a lot. I was born in Jacksonville, Florida. We moved to Virginia. My dad was out on ships on and off.
Was that hard for you, having your dad away so much?
No, it was just like my normal life, you know? And I lived on a naval base when I was little, and so all the kids on the base kind of had that same situation, so it just seemed really normal. But I think with that experience, moving around a lot as a kid, it's helped me easily in life to make friends, to be really personable, be really adaptable, because I changed schools a lot. And I also think transitioning into adulthood, like coming to a state like Utah to go to the University of Utah, not knowing anyone, like that wasn't really that scary for me when I think a lot of kids would be like, I don't want to go out of state, or, you know, so. I can't really say what I was like as a kid, but
yeah, I'm gonna ask you that. Just like, it's okay. Okay. I'll ask it again.
I'm swearing.
Okay, what were you like as a child?
As a young girl, a little girl, I was definitely more of a hellion. I would say that I've always had a free spirit. I've always been a little bit of a wild child. I think being an art teacher, it's been obvious to my parents at a young age that I was always artistic. I always was creating and busy and, you know, like doing lots of drawings and playing in the mud and like creating forts for my animals and all sorts of things. But then as I transitioned to a teenager, I was still always pushing the boundaries with my parents a little bit, but I had really great parents, good upbringing, and I think they always knew how to keep me grounded and focused on the end goal.
Do you have siblings?
I do.
Were they like as wild as you?
My sister, not as much, but my brother, he was definitely kind of a wild child. But my parents gave us a lot of freedom, you know, and I think, you know, they trusted us. And I think kind of what I was saying before, they kind of gave us enough leeway, enough, you know, I don't know, I'm doing terrible now at this interview.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Stop that. I'll do it again. I would say I don't have a most difficult event in my life, but I've always struggled a little bit with depression and anxiety on and off. And so throughout different times in my life, that's definitely popped up. Like, I know my senior year of high school was really tough because of that, stressing about getting into colleges. And then throughout college, you know, that was hard too, being away from home. And, you know, I have been on and off medication for anxiety, and that's just kind of a struggle that I know I will always deal with. But I think as I get older, it's a lot less, and, you know, I think I know how to, like, cope and handle those situations better and deal with stress better, so.
Can you tell me one of the happiest memories of your life?
Some of the happiest memories I have are up at my family's lake house in Michigan. We have a cottage that's been in our family since the late 1800s. It was my great-grandfather's, and then my grandma's, and then now been passed on to my parents. And that has just always been where my family goes every summer, and boating and like just the little towns up there and spending time as a family. I worked up there all my summers through college, so made friends up there.
What did you do up there?
I worked at a golf course.
Really?
So, yeah, which is really random. I'm not really a golfer. I can golf, but it was just a bunch of college kids like working up there, making money in the summer. And I just feel like a lot of my formative years were there, and it just really was and is our family's kind of happy place. So.
All right. Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
So being a teacher, I've definitely learned to be patient. I would say I'm not necessarily a very patient person naturally, but I've had to learn to be patient dealing with so many, I don't even really think you guys are kids, you know, young adults. Also, too, one of the greatest lessons I've learned was actually from one of my mentors, Miss V. She has helped me throughout the years on so many levels, but one thing that has stuck with me that she's always said to me and I think has helped a lot is just simply that to earn respect, you have to show respect. Mm-hmm. And I think that simple statement has helped my career and my relationships with my students so much because I do respect them, and then I think it just makes the whole flow of teaching so much better.
Yeah.
But gosh, I mean, I just learn so much from my students every day. Mm-hmm. Things I wouldn't even think of, that, you know, just about people's lives and trying to be sensitive to where everyone comes from and you know, never assume either.
Like, yeah.
Never, ever assume you know anything about what a kid is going through
mm-hmm.
based on anything. Their race, their religion, their address, you know, where they were raised.
I feel like the school helps a lot, too.
Yeah, totally.
Because of the diversity.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, coming into this school, you have to learn the culture of the school, too. And mm-hmm. so those first couple years, really, I feel like I learned most of those lessons and how to be successful here. So,
do you like being a teacher?
Yes, I love being a teacher. I genuinely do. There are days where, sure, I want to like tear my hair out.
Yeah.
You guys drive us crazy, but at the end of the day, we love you, and it really is such a fun work environment. I do. I love what I do.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
So people that I feel like, sorry, start over. So the two people that I think have been the biggest influences in my life are my mom and dad. They've been married for 38 years. They have just been a really great model of what a relationship I think should be. I think they've done a good job of raising three kids and working really hard at it too. You know, they've always tried to teach me to do the right thing and treat people well, and they're just amazing people. So personally, they're my two biggest influences. My work life definitely would be Miss V. She's helped me incredibly to be successful in my career. She's been my mentor. She, you know, helped me so that I could get my master's degree, and she's just been my champion my whole career, just kind of like my cheerleader, I guess, rather. Just, you know, having someone there like in my ring on my side.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have tons of influences in my life, personal, work. Yeah, but those are the two.
I love Miss B.
I love Miss B.
Yeah.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
There are so many things I would say to my teenage self if I could go back. But I think it would truly just to not be so judgmental. I think when I was younger, my scope was so small, and I don't think at the time I was open to new ideas.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to necessarily try a lot of new things, and you know, you get kind of wrapped up in the you're too cool for school kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wish I wasn't such a punk back then, you know. I wish I would have like just been more open, and
I feel like it's hard, though, because, like, when you get older, you realize, like, all the mistakes you made as a kid, you're like, oh, it wasn't even that big of a deal. But, like, in the moment, it's a really big deal for some reason.
I know.
And that's hard for a lot of people to realize.
Oh, yeah. I know. It is true. And I think, you know, I wish I would have tried harder, too, you know, in school and my academics. I mean, looking back to now, I think so much of high school into my teenage years were so much about the social aspect, and that's really important. But, you know, I do wish I would have pushed myself further and harder in academics, because I really wasn't that motivated.
Yeah.
So.
No, it definitely pays off.
That's the time that I wish I would have more college. Than high school. Like, college is where I actually wish I would have, like, taken these great, amazing classes mm-hmm. and, you know, really, like, gotten into it more. And I did with my art classes, but, yeah. you know, just kind of the generals. I was like, eh, whatever. Just did the minimum to get mm-hmm. by. And I'm like, wow, God, I don't remember anything from, yeah. like, my college English classes.
Have you ever thought about like, going back?
Well, I did my master's, so I did go back mm-hmm. and do that. No, I probably won't go back.
Really?
For anymore. It's yeah. so expensive.
It is.
You know, and I yeah. kind of, unless I go back for my PhD, which that would be like the next step. Mm-hmm. So maybe I might do that. It would be a pay increase, which would be awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Of all the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most?
So the person that I miss the most that I've lost is my grandma Porter. Her name was Isabel Porter. She lived to be 102, and she was my grandma that I was closest with. She died about 4 years ago now, but she was from Michigan, up in that area that I mentioned earlier mm-hmm. that my family and I spent a lot of time with, and she was a tough grandma, but she taught me so many life lessons, even at a young age. When I was 7, she gave me this little wooden rowboat called the Pee-wee, which I still have and we still have. Little did I know that she was giving me this boat to teach me lots of lessons about life. Like, I was this tiny 7-year-old little girl, and I had to clean it, I had to bail the water out, I had to learn how to, like, tie ropes properly and, like, mm-hmm. do all these yeah. things. And I just feel like that relationship I had with her was really valuable because I was so close with someone from such a different generation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know she was hard on us, but also cared about us so much. And she was just an amazing woman. I mean, she was born the year the Titanic sank, which I think is 1914. I could be wrong on that, but it's right around there. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then she lived through to, you know, into the 2000s. So the woman yeah. saw so much change.
Yeah.
And she was accepting and kind. And, you know, she was amazing. I miss her a lot. Mm. That's weird.
What is it about them that you miss the most?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess, so she was my pen pal for life. Like, I actually still really love writing people handwritten letters, and we wrote letters back and forth, like, right up until she died. She, even though she was 102, she was with it till the end. Mm-hmm. She died very suddenly of a heart attack out of nowhere. Believe it or not, we were shocked at 102 yeah. when she died. She was living on her own, and, so I miss that. I miss, you know, that kind of fun thing we had, just us two, where we would write letters. Like, all, you know, like now you send a text, like, hey, yeah. how are you? And you get an answer back right away. And our letters would be like, how are you? How's the weather in Michigan? You know, like, mm-hmm. just funny things. Tell me about your week or month, you know, like, and mm-hmm. then waiting for those responses.
Yeah.
It's just such a funny, different thing we did, so, which I miss and loved. Always writing thank you letters. And so I think that's a skill that, like, is kind of dying, but mm-hmm. I think that it's really important still. That's
yeah.
like one thing where I'm really old fashioned. Like, no matter what age you are, like, you should write someone a written thank you note.
Yeah.
Or, you know, gifts or this or that.
Yeah,
or
I'm so bad at
interviews
that.
And
yeah.
like, even when I got my job here, I wrote a handwritten thank you note to Dr. Sagers and all the people that had interviewed me. And
really?
Just, yeah, I was like, thank you so much for your time. And so that's one thing that she did really teach me.
Cute. All right. What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
I think, I'll have to stop probably. So I'm proud professionally, just, you know, I set out originally to be a high school art teacher. That was my goal. That was what I wanted to do. I got through school at the U in 5 years, and then right after graduating, I got this job here at East. I was very young. I started when I was 22, and I was one of my, like, out of all my friends, one of my first friends that started working, or one of the first people that started working young. And I've had this career now for a decade. And, you know, I've definitely had ebbs and flows in my career and lulls where I feel not very motivated. But I'm really proud of the fact that when I started, this was a really deadbeat program. No one was taking this class. And Sagers brought me in to really revamp the program. And now it's, you know, one of the most popular classes here, which is really amazing. And I feel like it has really helped kind of boost the art department.
Yeah.
Given students a different and fun outlet to be creative. You know, it's taken me a long time to get my own art career going, and I'm just kind of starting that.
Yeah.
And that's been fun and scary, and but I'm happy that at this point in my life I'm, you know, still taking risks and trying new things. And so, and I'm getting my master's degree. You know, you just kind of feel like through life you're just checking off boxes, and so I just feel like I've checked off the appropriate boxes in my career, but definitely don't want to get, I don't want to turn into a fuddy-duddy teacher where I'm just like doing the same things over and over and, you know, crabby in my job. You know, I want to stay happy and fresh.
I feel like you do a good job at that, though.
Well, I hope. We all have our days.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to ask me that you've never asked me before?
So you, Emma Biddle, are such a fun, bubbly, energetic person. You always come in happy and, like, smiling. And I'm curious, are you always like that? Are you like that at home?
Let's see. Well, my... Okay, so, like, at home, my relationship with my parents is, like, not the best, which, like, kind of surprises a lot of people, because normally when you don't have a good relationship with your parents, you're, like, typically, like, grouchy or, like, mean. You're just not, like, into it. But my relationship with my mom is, like, really hard, and I feel like because it's so hard at home, I feel like I have to, like, try extra hard outside of home to, like, I don't know, make the best out of everything. And definitely my friends help me a lot with that. I feel like I have a pretty good, like, fun group of friends, which, like, helps me, and, like, my teachers, like you and Miss V, like, help me a lot through all of my problems. But, like, I'm definitely not always happy and bubbly, but I do, like, try my hardest to, like, maintain that, because, like, that's what people know me for. And because, like, this is, like, an example, but like, last week or a couple weeks ago, I was in, like, a really bad mood, like, for a whole week, and my friends were like, "You're not yourself." Like, and, like, if I don't talk for, like, 5 minutes, my friends are like, "Oh, you're, like, depressed. Like, what's going on?" But, like, so that's why I kind of feel like it's hard sometimes, because I always have to maintain, like, the same kind of personality. And, like, that's just not, like, human. Like,
yeah,
I can't do
can't
that.
Yeah. Do that all the time.
Yeah, but I don't know. I definitely try very hard, because I like to, like, make people happy. And, like, that's, like, the one thing I feel like I'm good at. But it does get hard.
One other question I have for you, too, is... What, this is just such a, you know, everyone hates this question, but what do you want to do when you grow up? What do you want to be?
I want to be a therapist. I decided on it when I got accepted to the U, just recently, that I wanted to be a therapist, because I feel like it's one thing that I could, like, really be passionate about, and I feel like I haven't really found that thing, because for a really long time I was thinking about being a nurse, and just, like, something with helping people, yeah. But then my friend recently just went to uni, and, like, a whole big thing happened with him, and so it really, like, opened my eyes. Like, this kid, like, got a lot of help just by, like, a therapist.
Do you think you'd want to work with youth, or would you...
Yeah.
Where do you think that, like, desire came from to work with, like, kids or teenagers? Or
I kind of feel like I've just always been, like, a people pleaser, and, like, been the person that people come to for advice, which I love, because I'm, like, it makes me feel like people trust me, and, like, that's definitely a big thing in my life is trust. And so I feel like if I can, like, help someone else with their problems, like, just by saying, like, reassuring them, like, "You're important, you're awesome," like, just, like, simple things like that could, like, save someone's life. And, like, that's what it did for my friend. And so I feel like
by being a therapist, I could, like, help so many people. But I definitely know that it's going to be, like, a struggle and it's going to be hard. But I think, like, I'm pretty passionate about it already. And I feel like when I get to college, it's just going to open my eyes even more.
You'll do great with that. I know you will. And you are. I would say one of, if I was describing you in a few words, trustworthy would be one of the top words I would describe you
yeah.
as. As a teacher, I would trust you with doing anything and mm-hmm. know that you have a really good moral compass. And of course, I'm sure we're human, we all make mistakes,
yeah.
but I know you genuinely do the right thing.
Yeah, and I try hard to do it too, mm-hmm. which is good. All right, how would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as kind and, I guess, just, yeah, as simply as that, just a kind person, just, you know, respecting people and not being judgmental and making a difference with my students, I would hope would be mm-hmm. something that I hope would stick with me, you know, because I probably will be a teacher for the rest of my
yeah.
life. I probably will be here 20 more years, so, you know, I hope that that is something that I'm remembered by. But that's a big question, God.
Yeah, it is.
I'm like thinking about my dad here.